And we're joined now on today's Lely Radio Sports page by our spotlight athlete, which is Norwalk senior cross country runner Noah Burrow. And the team's currently up there in Minneapolis for Friday's GRIAC Invitational. Just kind of tell me about this meet, how many times you've been there, how big is it, and what's it mean to you to be able to compete in it?
I'm like, yeah, I mean, this is my fourth year up here at GRIAC. Been very fortunate to come up to this great meet every year. There's some great competition here at this meet, you know. Always a pleasure getting to run against these teams, you know. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. And, yeah, it's just a great atmosphere up here. Definitely a meet I've been looking forward to this year.
You know, you've been in this one a few times now. How beneficial is this meet to the team? Because it's kind of a crossroads in the season now. About halfway, you're getting closer to those really big meets coming up.
Yeah, I would say it's really beneficial to the team. We got a... You know, it's always great getting to run against some top-level competition, especially from in and out of state. So getting to see where we line up to those guys is it's great for kind of where we need to work on going into the postseason.
So aside from the running up there, any other fun traditions that the team does while you're up there in Minneapolis?
Some fun traditions. I mean, we hang out in the hotel rooms. We're going to Olive Garden for dinner right now. So
That's all right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the tradition's just hanging out with your friends, doing fun stuff like that. But
yeah, and a long bus ride.
Yeah, only 4 hours. Not too terrible, you know.
The team right now, currently, you're ranked 8th in Class 4A. You've yo-yoed up and down just a little bit. You're back up to 13th in the individual rankings. Consistently been that number one runner so far this year. How would you rate your season and the team's season so far?
I would say we've had a pretty good season so far. You know, we've had a lot of change in our team from last year. I'm proud of how I've done, but I'm also really proud of how all my friends have done, how our team's done this season. You know, we've had some good performances and maybe some performances that we weren't as happy with, but I think we have a lot more in us, and I think we're going to keep growing and learning over the course of the season and enter the postseason ready to do something special. So definitely been a good season for us so far, if I had to say.
And Tony Anania and Tegan Kralik were the young guys on that state meet team last year, but they've been right up there with you this year. You kind of formed that top three on the team. How impressed have you been with the strides that they've made?
Oh, I'm real impressed with Tony and Tegan. You know, to have two young guys get up and, you know, push me in the race, and I know next year they're going to be doing better than I ever did, so it's going to be great to see what they can do, but it's good to see them up there with me. I love racing with those guys.
You know, health always such an important factor in cross country. How have you been holding up in that regard so far?
I think we've done a pretty good job with keeping healthy this year. We had a little bit of sickness go through our team early in the season, but so far no injuries, you know, knock on wood, don't want to jinx us, but hopefully it stays that way. And, you know, if not, we'll push through, we'll deal with it. And,
And you've run in three state meets so far. You ran with guys like Donovan Carr, Jack Brown, Will Chase. Those were four-time state qualifiers. How much did it benefit you competing alongside those guys for 3 years?
Oh, you know, competing with some of the best Norwalk runners ever, you know, it really kind of opens your eyes to how good of a team we can be and how good of a runner I can be. You know, when you have role models like that that just kind of go out there and work hard every day, you know, show you what's up, it's great to learn from them. And I've definitely been applying everything that I've learned this year, and hopefully the guys next year can do even better and pick up on all this hard work we've done together.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk senior cross-country runner Noah Burrow. How has your role changed this year being a senior? You know, you've been the underclassman for a while. Now you're that senior. Did you make a conscious decision this year to be a little bit more vocal?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I would say that the guys are pretty well managed this year. You know, we all handle ourselves pretty well. In years past, you know, you could just kind of, as an underclassman, do your own thing. But I think we all work together very well. And, I wouldn't say I had to take a leadership role or anything, but we all inspire each other and guide each other when things are good and things are rough. So I'm happy with the leadership on this team, and I wouldn't say that I'm a leader in the sense that I'm the only person on this team. So
And just kind of going back, when did you get your start in running in general? I mean, was it something that runs in your family or?
So I joined cross country my seventh grade year. I didn't really know much about running. My dad didn't do it much. My mom, she did some marathon training and stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, I might as well give it a try. And I mean, I guess this is just where I've ended up from there. You know, I never really thought I would love running as much as I do now, but it's definitely been a good revelation, and I'm glad I started.
So is it something you think you might continue at the collegiate level?
Potentially. I'm still thinking about that. It's, you know, it's a tough decision to make, and there's a lot of factors that go into that. But if the right opportunity comes along, then yeah, I don't know how I could say no.
And how about a favorite course of yours? Maybe you usually run about the same meets every year, so your favorite course to compete on?
Favorite course? That is a tough one. You know, I'm sure you probably get this answer a lot, but actually for me, it's probably Fort Dodge. I love the atmosphere around Fort Dodge every time we're there. You know, state and the kind of the pre-state meet there. It's just a great place.
Yeah, that's got to be a pretty popular answer, especially because it means you're there.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay, just one more question for you, Noah. Let's talk about your expectations for the rest of the season. You know, you got conference coming up, state qualifying meet, and then hopefully state for the whole team. What's going to be the key to getting that done and doing well?
You know, I think our key to doing well is just learning from our performances we've had so far. You know, I think we can be a very good team that maybe some people don't, other teams don't really recognize that, but I have belief in us, and I know that if we continue working hard and continue just learning from every single meet, that towards the end of the season, we're going to put together some good races as a team, everyone up there together as a pack, and we'll get the results that we want, and maybe even results that we didn't really expect, but I guess we'll just have to see, you know?
All right, that's Norwalk senior Noah Burrow. Thanks for your time, and good luck to you up in Minneapolis and going forward the rest of the season.